Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started.
Are you one of those individuals that you just give and give and give? Do you feel like you're exhausted, burnt out, you can't say no? Well, welcome to Spirited Straight Talk. We are going to talk about those boundaries to help you really get into what it is that created this chaos that you have in your life, and then how to move forward and correct your past. I am here with my beautiful wife, Dana, and we're going to go deeper into this topic. What I think is really that boundaries are much more, maybe not complicated, but more expansive than what people think. Mm-hmm. I think they make a real cut and dry sort of boundary, and I think that complicates your connection to the divine. I think it also doesn't let you be more intuitive because you're so like this, right?
Yeah.
Do we do like that?
You put the wall up.
The wall up.
Yeah, I think sometimes when people talk about boundaries, I think what you've taught me, boundaries are critical, but mm-hmm. they're also you can build them up too big.
Right.
You can, where you build a wall and you're keeping everything out.
Become so protective.
Yeah.
And I think we protect ourselves thinking that that's the right thing to do. And I always believe that sometimes we need to learn certain lessons and we don't always open our heart up or we shut things down. So do we, are we following our heart and our intuition if we have this really huge wall up? So it is important to have them, but is it to the point where you're put in a corner and everything's over here?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fear attached to it. There's a lot of fear attached to having that big wall up and being so firm with it. And I think it does push energy away. Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes where we have to have, you know, more firm boundaries with situations. But if that is our constant theme in life where we're just putting these firm boundaries, we're not looking at it at a deeper level, we're not expanding that idea, what the person is saying is, I am not safe. I am never safe.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not creating an environment that's having boundaries there, but knowing what to say and how to be in that empowerment phase.
So I guess, you know, as we talk about this topic and we talk about how, you know, boundaries can sometimes be that you're building a wall or building a fence, thinking that you have to create this energetic field of the big no, right? but if we don't build that wall up, we're actually able to tap into our intuition more and know on an intuitive level what is serving us and what is not. How would you, because we talk, a lot of people in the program, completely overgivers, we're healers. And mm-hmm. when I say the program, I mean your coaching program, yeah, the right. Solution. And they're overgivers.
They come in so tired.
Yeah, exhausted, right?
Exhausted. We call them the Sherpas or the prostitute, and we are the people pleasers and the healers and the ones that are always giving. And so they get to the point where they're so exhausted, the only tool that they have in the toolbox is just to say no. Versus maybe I can look at this. Why did I attract it? What does it really mean? Why am I being the people pleaser? So instead of being curious of what they've been doing and why they were doing it, they immediately put this.
The walls up.
The walls up, to, you know, this whole no thing. And sometimes that may be the first line of defense, just to kind of reprogram your brain and start to rethink
get
that
balance.
Balance. But in the long stretch of it, that is not really always healthy because you may be shutting out so much that could be really important or valuable. And I see it a lot with women. Of course, that's what we primarily work with. But with women that have been burned in relationships mm-hmm. or have been burned by another woman as a friend. And so they just are very this sternness. And I like for people to look and dig in a little bit, like, why were you behaving like that? Why were you allowing people to take advantage? What was your intention through the whole thing? So you create this energy of giving, giving, giving. You start getting angry because people are not responding the way you want. Like, valuing you or seeing how great you are or giving to them all the time, and all of a sudden, you know, you're angry at them that they're taking advantage. And if we reframe it and look at it, what we notice is that, oh, we created this.
Mm-hmm.
We created that. We believe being a people pleaser and taking care of everybody and taking on the weight of the world.
And feeling like you can't say no or feeling.
Yeah. So you created this environment, yeah, and it goes from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
You know, where they just go completely to the no. And so as people start doing that, I'm like, okay, well, let's pull it back a little bit and look at why you had to go to that extreme.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, because I'm being validated.
It's me. It's all within.
It's all within. It's
what, yeah, I'm doing, what I'm putting out there.
Yes.
And I think some people think they can't say no or create a boundary because they don't have the voice.
Right.
They haven't developed their voice yet or their intuition enough.
To know.
To know. Yeah.
And I think sometimes when we see people that are struggling or suffering in our world, we feel like we can go in and help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is that we keep helping them out. And what I say, you know, stay in your own lane, is that becomes where that person expects you to continue doing that versus having maybe an explanation to sit down and go, you know, I'm going to help you out with this, but you're going to have to follow through. You're going to have to be the one that takes the lead. I'm going to do this once, you know, right. Where are the parameters?
Yeah. I think, too, we tend to think that by us taking or helping out, you put it helping out, we're really taking on their lesson.
Correct.
In life, though, is what you've taught me. Mm-hmm. We're taking on their lesson and we're taking it away from them, which is taking away their power, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability for them to learn their lesson, but also it's giving us our value.
Right. And right? We think in the beginning when someone is struggling.
It's like we take it over.
Yeah, when someone's struggling and we help them, we're like, oh, I feel so good. I helped somebody. You know, this is the thing about healers. I helped someone heal. Well, no, you didn't help them heal. You provided an opportunity and space. So we never heal anyone. My job is to tell people, I'm here to create some opportunities for you. Here's some tools. Here's some insights. Here's some way to do things differently.
Help you find awareness.
But yeah, you are the one that is it responsible. And what happens when we are not clear on our boundaries is people will feel that dopamine rush like we talk about, right? Like, oh, I helped them, I feel so good. And then we want to help them more. We want to help them more. And we want to help this person. And all of a sudden, we're on overload.
We're so overgiving.
Yeah. And so we're also told that if we get validated by other people, we must be doing the right thing. So there's another piece where we support other people to the extent that we burn ourselves out or we don't take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so instead of thinking that other people have crossing your boundaries, what were the boundaries that you created to begin with? And why did you need to not have any boundaries in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
So if you created no boundaries in the beginning, it meant that you were trying to get validated. You were trying to help other people. You were, you know, people-pleasing. You were wanting to get acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, you didn't like it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you reverse that?
Yeah, how do you reverse that?
Well, I don't know if this is okay to say, but I always say, put your titties back in the bra. Quit breastfeeding everybody. That image is really great.
They're
sucking you dry. I think we have a tendency that we believe if we're in a better place than somebody, that we have the obligation to be of service. Mm-hmm. And that's not always true. That is a belief system that is brought in by culture, right?
Yeah.
You know, you have a lot, so you should give.
We've been programmed
over and over
that
and over.
Way.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's first going back and digging in, why did that relationship start the way it did? What was the beginning of it? What cultivated that relationship to become what
and
it is
was
today?
It serving you?
Yes.
Did you set it up to serve you at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you can go back and take some accountability, like, oh, this is my pattern. This is what I do. I want to recognize this. And that's where you can start to reframe, change your mindset, think about when someone asks you for help, what does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to respond? So you can respond by saying, you know, I can't help you today, but I can help you in 3 weeks. Or
how about the one, the overgiver that is constantly, I can do that. I can help you with that. I can constantly,
and I think the person
speak to that person too, because
when someone does that with me, I can get on overload. Yeah. That's where I got to get some boundaries up, because they're constantly wanting to be in my space and they want to be that, you know, let me help you, let me help you. What I find is that they're distracting themselves from their own work, right? Mm-hmm. Yours, let me help you with yours so I don't have to go into
my own. So if you're an overgiver that does that, think of it, that reframing is, maybe I'm doing that because I don't want to go within.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at my own stuff to fix and heal. And we need those, you know, accolades, right? We all, as humans, we enjoy being told,
pat on the back.
Yeah, great work. Thank you. We enjoy that. And if we get it from there, but at the same time, what I have always found is that when we are in that place, we're always the overachiever, we're the people pleaser, we're always giving, then what happens is there's eventually burnout.
Yeah.
And that burnout comes as a surprise. You're like, I can't believe I'm so exhausted, or my health or my finances, my relationships, things like that. And you will even lose the relationships you were helping in order for the universe to say, this is not good for you anymore. And those relationships can even sever at some point because it's telling you, you can't keep doing that. Mm-hmm. And what I find, too, it's really people wanting to be in control. They are attached to an outcome of how they are being perceived by the outside. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to think that I'm just such a great person, that I can just give and do all these things, and I'm magical.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? I can see your process.
we teach this stuff, so we've got to
live it.
Look and, mm-hmm. and live it. And you know, I know the past few days for me, I've been like, oh my gosh, I have a lot on my plate. And, you know, as I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, am I falling into that overgiving trap? Or am I, you know, and I know the projects that I have on my plate, and I'm really not offering to help with anything for anyone right now.
But then are you allowing others to help you?
And I think that's the other piece of it. Yeah. Is, you know, knowing what to hand off for me and trusting.
Okay. There's the word I was looking for.
That they can run with it.
And can they do it the way you do it, or can they
Nobody can.
Well, that's the other
I'm
piece.
Teasing. I'm joking.
So if a person.
Sometimes they can do it better.
Correct.
I can't do all the pieces. And I'm happy to hand it off. It's just having the right person to be able to be there to hand it off to.
And trust is the big thing. We did an event where a gentleman asked me how to expand his company, his business. And first of all, I looked at him and said, you don't trust anyone doing your job. And he goes, that is correct. And so how do you build that trust? And you know, I gave him a little bit of insight. But I think the reverse part of this is if you're always the giver and you never ask for help, that is something also to look at. Because that is a boundary. It is a boundary saying,
Deb, will you help me?
Yes, I will. Won't be as good as you.
Keep going.
But when we are always helping other people, but we're not willing to ask for help, we're not putting ourselves in that position. We're not understanding what it truly means to receive or to ask for help.
Have a partnership.
And I think when people ask for help, they think that there's shame and guilt attached to it. That, you know, I should be able to do this by myself. And, you know, I should... This I always hear the word should. I should be able to. I should know this. And the balance is when we're giving, are we also asking to be receiving? Are we receiving? It's that balance of the yin and the yang. And so many times we're giving and we're not filling up our own reservoir, our own cup. Mm-hmm. And I think we think, well, everyone else is busy too. So usually that, you know, you're in a circle of people that are really busy. Mm-hmm. But also it doesn't mean there's a weakness. And I think it goes to, if I ask for help, there's a weakness. Mm-hmm. And there's, when you're giving all the time to people that are asking for help, you're actually, like you said, you're taking their power away. But how do they feel that they always need your help? Are we looking at that piece as well?
Yeah.
The boundary. Yeah. And I think it's hard to give up. Like when I ask you sometimes, you know, can I handle that? Can I make that call? I got it. And so it is going within to say, why do I have to do it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say it depends on what it is.
And?
Depends on what it is. That's bottom line. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, there is a little piece of control in there. I think
we also take pride in what we do. So there's a sense of accomplishment too.
Accomplishment, but also, for me, I think it's understanding how I can hand these things off and still know that the quality is going to be maintained, or
your expectations.
Not duplicating the work that I have to do, not having to do it twice because, so there's those pieces of it too. So I feel like it's a balance, and I'm sure other people go through that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's like, okay, you think you have to have a certain amount of control in order to ask for that help, mm-hmm. but not from you, Deb. Just saying.
I've had to learn in my work especially that I'm not here to do all of it. I do trust people and tell what my experiences have been to allow that to unfold and ask for help is if it isn't done to my expectation, that's where we sit down and go, okay, what can we do differently? That didn't play out. Maybe I didn't communicate it well. And I think that's the part of it too, is when you want someone to take on a responsibility, the training to get that person,
happens if you tell them over and over and over again.
That's not me.
And then I'm an overgiver. I'm overgiving my time.
So I think what people do is just think, I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, that's a trap.
I'll just do it myself. It is a trap. So it's that circle, that cycle that we go through, and it doesn't really serve us if we continue on that. Mm-hmm. And I do know for sure that when people continue that pattern, they complain about it. Mm-hmm. So they're using more energy on something that could be shifted and changed if they were able to redirect their ideas. So when we go back to boundaries is also for us to hold. You should never expect other people to listen to your boundaries. You have to have your boundaries set so you can remind people, I don't do that. And you can be very kind and you can just say, I can't do that today, or that's not kind of what I do. Or because, I'm asked questions all the time about things. Some of them like, should I invest this money or should I? That's not kind of my lane. And so that's a boundary. The person is allowed to ask, but I have to decide that that's not something I'm going to go into in order to make that person happy because they think and believe that I'm able to get that information. Mm-hmm. I'm not a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. Certain things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about over the years of the questions I've been asked, like family planning and should they retire, and I can give direction, but bottom line, that is a boundary that I have to set up. People will ask me, when is so-and-so going to die? That's a boundary for me. Mm-hmm. That's not something I'm going to go into. So I have to ethically set up my boundaries and then just let people know.
In a kind way.
In a kind way. And people know, I don't do that. That's not, that's that sort of the scope of what I do. Mm-hmm. And that's me setting them up and not being angry with that person. Mm-hmm. I wish I was that magical. I wish I had the lottery numbers, right?
But you can predict a lot of things, and you can certainly talk to loved ones that have crossed over left and right.
But that's people. Yeah. That's where the guides come in to give that person that information. Right. But if they're not supposed to get it,
they're not going to get it.
They're not going to get it. So that's a boundary. And I do believe.
And that's a boundary from the other side.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Mm. The other side has beautiful boundaries. And I've learned that over time doing this work. And they've been years ago when I asked my guides, how come I don't know the sex of the baby when someone's pregnant?
Gender.
And they said to me, because we want you to know that you only get what we tell you. Mm. And it was a very clear thing about boundaries is I can go and ask the questions that my client's needing or myself or for you. But the other side goes, you don't get to know that.
So if I ask the lottery numbers,
you can try it yourself. But it really taught me early on in this line of work, they know what we need to know. Mm-hmm. And they have very clear boundaries. And I really respect the boundaries that are given to me by the other side. And I just extend that into my regular life. So I think going back a little bit here, that if you feel like you've had boundaries crossed and you're just really adamant about that wall, you may be putting a kink in the hose to your connection. You may be missing opportunities. Your heart and your intuition and your mind may not be able to be utilized at the greatest extent. Mm-hmm. So how do you then kind of shift that a little bit more?
But also, if you're an overgiver too, you're exhausted because you don't have clear boundaries for yourself. Mm-hmm. And for your energetic field, not so much the boundaries you're projecting on others. Because yes. I feel like we're talking about two different things. Mm-hmm. Like there's the boundaries that you have with your spirit and your energetic field. Like, you know, I'm not going to allow a robber into my home, mm-hmm. you know, that energetic boundary. But then there's that other side of it.
Yeah. And I think if you are the overachiever, the people pleaser, the performer, the one that can't say no, to dig into what does that mean for your worth and value? Is that the only place that you're getting it? And are you worried about disappointing people? Because if you're worried about disappointing people, you're going to struggle. You're going
to
struggle.
You're going to overgive.
You're going to get. Yeah. And for me, when I've been there, my health took the toll. And, I mean, we're talking hospital visits, you know, where I'm in the hospital for a few days. So I've had to, you know, pull it back a little bit and go, I can only do so much, and that's okay. Be okay with what I can give versus what I can't give. Mm-hmm. And that was a turning point. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you going to get the lesson? How are you going to change it? Yeah. But I just want to say one thing. Just always make sure you never say no to me.
How did I know?
You've been around
me. How did
me
I know
times?
That was coming?
Yeah. But having clear boundaries is important, but really look to see why they are needed. Why are they needed? What have you done to create that energy?
And you can't really get true intuition and guidance if you are exhausted either. So
there's a desperate scarcity.
It's a balance. A balance that you have to create.
Well, I'm excited for people to kind of dig in and see what they can find about why they do what they do, right?
They should bring a shovel.
Bring a shovel, dig in. Well, thank you for joining us once again on Spirited Straight Talk. Please go to my website, debshepherd.com, and there's always additional information and things that will help support you on your journey. Thank you again. Namaste.